The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Daf Pei Aleph.
The Mishnah says, "Hanitonim atono achas she nisar matn arba matn achas relezer oimer yinosnu matn arba." If a carbon that is matn arba gets mixed up with a carbon of matn matona achas, so relezer says that you have to give him matona achas. Rishua says yinos. I'm sorry. Relezer says yinosnu matona arba. Rishua oimer yinosnu matona achas. Rishua says the reason why is because Hari over al bal toisef. If he's gonna do matan arba, he'll be over al bal toisef. There's a tshuva in the Maram Shik, where the Maram Shik speaks about the question: what's the halacha if you have a door and you don't know which side of the door you're supposed to put a mezuzah on? It's machloikas apoiskim. Some poiskim say on one side of the door, some poiskim say on the other side of the door. Depending on which is the derech knisa, various factors will determine that question. But there's a machlokes apoiskim which side of the door you put the mezuzah on. So Maram Shik brings down a suggestion that perhaps a person should put the mezuzah on both, should put mezuzahs on both sides of the door to be yotze both shitas. Says the Maram Shik, no. If a person does that, he's oivar and bal toisef. Even though he doesn't have kavana to go ahead and do it, something extra, another mitzvah that he's not mechuyif to do. Nevertheless, he's oivar and bal toisef. Why? Because he is, because like we see in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shua says that if you do matana arba, you can be oivar and bal toisef. Why oivar and bal toisef? L'chayra, the only reason why you're doing matana arba is because you have a suffix whether or not this dam has to be matana arba. So that's why you're doing matana arba. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yeshua says that you're being over in Bal Taisif. So too, says the Maram Shik, if you put mezuzahs on both sides of the door, even though the reason you're doing it is obviously not because you want to be moistif on the mitzvah, Torah chas v'shalom. The reason why you're doing it is because you have a suffix which side of the door is the right side, but l'chayra, it's not different than our Mishnah. Maram Shik asks, why is that different than putting on two pairs of tefillin, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? So the Maram Shik answers that the reason is because with Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, one of the pairs of tefillin is not tefillin at all. If you hold like Rashi, so Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is not tefillin. So therefore, you're not over in Bal Taisif, because you're not doing the mitzvah two times. You're putting on tefillin, and you're putting on a kamiyah, something else that doesn't have a din of tefillin at all. Mashenkin, in our case, both mezuzahs are kosher mezuzahs. You're putting on a mezuzah on one side of the door. You're putting on a mezuzah on the other side of the door. So you're putting on an extra mezuzah. So therefore, you're over in Bal Taisif. Now, he brings a raya from the fact that that if you put the Gemara says that if you put tzitzis on five corners of the baguette, you're over on Bal Taisif. So you see that even though the halacha is that when you have five corners in your baguette, five kanfas on your baguette, you're supposed to, the specific kanfas that you're supposed to put them on, you're supposed to put on the four kanfas which are the furthest from each other. So the fifth one, which is closer, would not be the right place for tzitzis. Nevertheless, if I put on five kanfas, I'm over on Bal Taisif. So you see that even though you're putting it on a makam, which is not the right makam according to halacha, nevertheless, you're over on Bal Taisif. So basically, he's bringing two rayas. He's bringing one raya from our Mishnah, and then he's bringing another raya from putting tzitzis on five kanfas of a baguette. This is the truth of the Maram Shik. I was looking up this Maram Shik to say this shir, and I got very, very nervous because Lamaisa, I personally am doing the same thing. Why? What do I do? I have two hands, Baruch Hashem, and my two hands are very capable hands. Now the Zachas Azoy, when it comes to tefillin, now there's a machlekes apoyskim. Which hand you put on? Do you put on the hand? the dialogue is you're supposed to put on your left hand. Why do you put on the left hand? So some places can say the reason why you put on your left hand is because of the fact that it's Yad Keya. It's a weaker hand. Other places can say that the reason why you put on your left hand is because of Xeris HaKazul K'shartim U'Ksavtam. That it says that you should tie the tefillin, and the hand that you tie the tefillin with is the hand that you write with. So if I'm tying my tefillin, if I write with my right hand, so then I have to tie the tefillin with my right hand, and therefore I will be tying the tefillin onto my left hand. So the Gemara brings down these two reasons, and the Machlokes HaPasukim, which reason is the Ikar reason? Pashkos, the halacha seems to be that the Ikar reason is Ukshartim Uksavtam. That's what it seems in the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Groa Paskins that the Ikar reason is, the other reason, Yad Keya, the weaker hand. Now with me, the thing is like this. I was born as a lefty, a good, bona fide lefty. However, I was trained to write with my right hand. So, now I'm a shtickle confused. The truth is, I have a lot of trouble writing at all because of the fact that my right hand is not my natural hand, so it's very hard for me to write. And if I write for a little extent of time, so I start getting very, very nervous and very agitated. It's very difficult for me to write. So, my father found out before I became Bar Mitzvah, he asked his Rebbe, he asked different Paiskim, he was told that I should put tefillin on my right hand as though I was a regular lefty, even though it seems in the Shulchan Aruch that the halacha is that it depends which hand you write with, and I write with my right hand, I can't write at all with my left hand. Nevertheless, since my left hand is the stronger hand and my right hand is the weaker hand, hopefully, the halacha would be that I would put tefillin on my right hand. Lamaisa. So when I started learning a little bit and I tried to find out why this is, so it seems that the reason why I was told that this is the right way to do it is because Lamaisa, there's a, besides for the fact that there's a machloikis about which reason is the Ikar reason, there's another machloikis whether or not a trained righty or a trained lefty would have a chashivas. In other words, maybe we would give precedence to what your natural instinct is, not rather than what you were trained to do. So since naturally, seemingly, my left hand would be the hand that I would have preferred to write with, and I was just trained, unnaturally to write with my right hand, so therefore, it could be that we would say that's another tziruf to say that I should be viewed as a lefty. Lamaisa, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, I was learning with Chavrus over there, Talmud Chacham. He told me that the right thing to do is to put on both hands, one after the other. Not at the same time, one after the other. He said, first put on your right hand as though you're a lefty, and then afterwards switch it around and put it on your left hand as though you're a righty. And there's a way to do that. You have to switch put the tone upside down, and there are certain b'di'evedika things which are happening at that point, but at least you'll be yoytzim b'deraisa both shittas. The problem with doing it that way is because the halacha is that the ma'avarta has to be on top. So if I do it upside down, it ends up the ma'avarta is on bottom, and there's a whole thing you have to do in order to make sure the tefillin are tied on safely onto your arm. Well, I asked Reb David Feinstein years later what I should do. So at that time, really, my question was whether I should be putting on both hands at the same time so I could be yoytze the bracha. So David didn't like this whole idea of putting one after the other. He really didn't like it. He said, we have to be machriya. We have to be machriya what you are, righty or lefty. You're not going to put on both hands, menasafik. I wasn't sure why he was saying that. Now that I see his maramshik, it could be that his svara was because of Al-Taisif. Rav David Lamaisa was machriya like the way I was taught by my bar mitzvah that I'm meikar adin, I'm a lefty. And when Rav David told this to me, I didn't know what his svara was. If his svara was that, Rav David obviously is not somebody who's very carefree in sharing his svaras with people. He's very reticent and very closed about his reasoning. He's a very hard person to get anything from. Whatever it is, I didn't even bother asking him, but I thought at the time that the reason why he was telling me to put tefillin, a dafka, on one hand, we have to machria, which, what you are, righty or lefty, was because Reb David held that you don't have to be ksil b'choysha choylich, that doesn't know what he's doing. You have to be machria, what the halach is. I didn't realize that there was this angle of Baal Tosef that I have to be concerned about, because I was accustomed to think that anytime you yaitza a mitzvah two ways, because of a suffix, you're not, there's no tzad that you're being over Baal Tosef. However, the Maram Shik seems to be saying clearly that you're over Baal Tosef, and the only reason why you're allowed to do Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam is because one of them is not a cheftza shal mitzvah. One of the tefillins is not a cheftza of tefillin. But if you have two kosher tefillins and you put on the tefillin on two different places, it seems to the Maram Shik that you'll be over Baal Tosef. Now, the Maram Shik is talking about where you're putting on both mezuzahs at the same time, but l'chayr, according to Maram Shik's rationale, it shouldn't make a difference, especially since, well, nice, the way people put on Rashi and Tom Tefillin is you do one after the other. I'm not sure if the Maram Shik was dealing with some makar that he had that he's supposed to put them on at the same time. He doesn't say what his makar is at Rashi and Tom, you're not over Baal Tosef. So it could be that he's asking on, it says somewhere maybe that he's supposed to put on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. I don't know. So it could be that the Maram Shik only means if you put them on at the same time, but it seems like L'chaira that his rationale is even one after the other. And L'chaira, the Raya from the Gemara and Zvachim, would seem to indicate clearly even one after the other, because in the Gemara and Zvachim, you're not doing both of them at the same time. You're doing your Matana Achas, and then you're gonna go do the Matan Arba. So L'chaira, you're not being Yotze two different mitzvahs at the same time, you're just being, you Mekayim one mitzvah, and then you're Chayshish that you weren't yet Mekayim the other one, so you go ahead and you do another few times, but it's not Nicker in the Maisa that you're doing, that you're being over Baal Tosef by doing two mitzvahs at the same time. So I'm gonna continue Bez Hashem tomorrow with what some other Achronim say about this question, but, I ended up continuing to put on film on both hands, but when I go to MTJ, to Rav Dov Feinstein's yeshiva, so Bafonov, I don't take off my film and put it on the other hand. I don't put it on that whole day. I don't put it on the other hand because I hold that once I was there, I was yoitza because of the fact that, Bafonov, I was potter from putting on film on the other hand.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halakha Center. To reach the Center for Halakha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.